Chapter 4, How to Write a Report. Scene 4-3, A Lesson in Crafts, Teaching the Three Primary Colors. Are you good at drawing or making things?
No, I'm not really good at arts and crafts.
It'll be difficult if you're not good at teaching crafts. All other schools have such activities, but our school started doing so the year we opened. We focus on developing fine motor skills because it plays a big role in intellectual development.
I noticed the first time I visited that there are handmade signs made by the teachers and children throughout the school. How can I become better at making arts and crafts?
First, you need to learn about combining colors. If you practice making hues that you want by mixing different proportions of the three primary colors, rather than depending on store-bought paints, you'll start to realize that the color you see in front of you is not a single color. It's common to have children color using only one hue when you provide them with crayons or colored pencils. You should explain to them, though, that when the light hits the paint, it will be light yellow instead of yellow, pale green instead of green, and when there is less light, a dark green. Teaching art this way, objects start to look more three-dimensional and they'll see things differently than from a singular perspective.
I see. You're right. Even if it's the same yellow, it can go from a darker shade of yellow to a bright lemon color. And even though there's no specific name for it, the gradations of a color are unlimited.
It may be useful for you to make a 10-step color tone scale of the shades from white to black, although I don't think you need to do this for all 12 of the colors that we use at school.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.